From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues his exposition of Paul's epistle to the Romans, Dr. Cairns takes as his text chapter 15, verses 14 through 33. Here, the great apostle provides a rare biographical insight into his life and ministry. In the course of these verses, he demonstrates that his life was guided by the truth of the gospel he preached. He did not say one thing, but act in a contrary manner. His example presents the type of life that every believer in Jesus Christ should seek to emulate. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence a message entitled, An Inspired Portrait of the Gospel Ministry. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Jude, verse 24, Able to keep you from falling. In some sense, the path to heaven is very safe, but in other respects, there is no road so dangerous. It is beset with difficulties. One false step, and how easy it is to take that if grace be absent, and down we go. What a slippery path is that which some of us have to tread! How many times have we to exclaim with the psalmist, My feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. If we were strong, sure-footed mountaineers, this would not matter so much. But in ourselves, how weak we are! In the best roads, we soon falter. In the smoothest paths, we quickly stumble. These feeble knees of ours can scarcely support our tottering weight. A straw may throw us, and a pebble can wound us. We are mere children, tremblingly taking our first steps in the walk of faith. Our Heavenly Father holds us by the arms, or we should soon be down. Oh, if we are kept from falling, how must we bless the patient power which watches over us day by day? Think how prone we are to sin, how apt to choose danger, how strong our tendency to cast ourselves down, and these reflections will make us sing more sweetly than we've ever done. Glory be to Him who is able to keep us from falling. We have many foes who try to push us down. The road is rough, and we are weak. But in addition to this, enemies lurk in ambush, who rush out when we least expect them, and labor to trip us up, or to hurl us down the nearest precipice. Only an almighty arm can preserve us from these unseen foes who are seeking to destroy us. Such an arm is engaged for our defense. He is faithful that hath promised, and He is able to keep us from falling, so that with a deep sense of our utter weakness, we may cherish a firm belief in our perfect safety, and say with joyful confidence, Against me earth and hell combine, but on my side is power divine. Jesus is all, and He is mine.
And safe is much confiding, for
Every so often here on Let the Bible Speak, we've mentioned Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions, such as, why did Christ have to become a man? Why does God allow suffering? Or, what is the unpardonable sin? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website, and we're pleased to make a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of this DVD, Q&A with Alan Cairns, free of charge. If you wish, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
As we continue our studies in the book of Romans, we reach the latter part of the 15th chapter. We commence reading tonight in verse 14 of chapter 15 of the Epistle to the Romans. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have, therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. For I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. For it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his own precious word for his name's sake. Approaching the end of his epistle to the church in Rome, the Apostle Paul seems to be very much aware that he has written, to use his word, rather boldly, in some sort, to the Romans, a church that he had not established and a church that he has never visited. Therefore, the apostle takes time to explain that he has not written boldly after the fashion that he has to these people because of any sin in them or because he was seeking to condemn and correct them. He gives them three reasons why he wrote. First, he recognizes their spiritual maturity. This is an epistle of strong meat. It is the deepest, most glorious, and consistent exposition of the gospel of Christ, especially as regards union with Christ and acceptance in Christ and justification in Christ. It is the greatest exposition anywhere in the New Testament. And the apostle is saying that he recognizes that these people who are spiritually mature are able to digest this strong meat of the gospel. And thus, he was commending their ability to profit by what he had written. So his first reason, he says, I recognize your spiritual maturity. Second, he says, I write because God commissioned me peculiarly as the apostle of the Gentiles. And Rome, of course, was the capital of the Gentile world. So it was natural that in pursuing his apostolate to the Gentiles, Paul should write to the Romans. This third reason is, he says that he intends soon to visit them in the city of Rome, and that therefore this letter will introduce him, his ministry, and his message to such of them as were without any personal knowledge of him. Though chapter 16 shows he knew quite a few people in the city of Rome as it was. Now, as Paul said at the commencement of this epistle, in chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 13, he had long intended to visit the city of Rome. He repeats that here. He said that he had long got a desire in his heart that he should come unto them. Indeed, he said it was for a great many years. He had been planning to go to Rome. And the only thing that had hindered him thus far was his constant policy of going only to places where Christ was not known or confessed, so that he could evangelize the unevangelized and establish them into churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. In pursuing this policy, he obviously couldn't go to Rome, because that church had already been founded by whom we don't know, certainly not by Paul, certainly not by Peter, probably by Christians saved in other places, arriving in the capital city, banding together for witness and for fellowship, and thereby establishing the church in the city of Rome. Now Paul says that in pursuing this policy of going to the unevangelized, he had preached all the way. Most commentators take it to mean that he preached using a circuitous route. One very famous commentator, I think, probably gets nearer to Paul's idea when he said he started in Jerusalem and its environs, fulfilling Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and then all the way to Illyricum. Illyricum generally is that place that until very recently we would have called Yugoslavia. You have Serbia, you have Bosnia, you have Croatia, you have Albania. Around that area, that was the area of Illyricum. And he says all the way from Jerusalem to these modern states, to Illyricum, he had gone fully preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he makes this amazing statement. He says that he has no more place in these parts. That's an amazing statement. It doesn't necessarily mean that he had reached every village and every hamlet, but it does mean, I think, that every major population center in that vast area had benefited from the apostles' ministry. He says, there's no more place for me to pursue this peculiar ministry of going where Christ has not been preached, where Christ has not been confessed, where others have not planted churches. And that is in itself such an amazing statement. It gives us an insight just into the rapidity with which the early church took the gospel to the world. It says, there's no more place for me. I have fulfilled my mission in these parts. And now, he says, I'm planning to go to Spain, which at that time was not only a city, but a country unreached by the gospel. It says, so I'm planning now to extend my ministry to Spain. And in order to get there, my plan, says Paul, is to go through Rome, to spend some time with you, to use the words that he had used in chapter 1, to be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and of me, to be refreshed with them, that they may be strengthened and he may be encouraged. Indeed, he goes so far as to say that he will make Rome something of a base of operations from which to carry on this Spanish mission. For he says, it will be by you that I go on this great missionary journey into Spain. But first, he says, he must go to Jerusalem, carrying gifts for the poor and the needy saints of Jerusalem from their Gentile brethren. Now, Paul knew the situation in Jerusalem very well. He was a Jew of all Jews. Nobody knew the situation better. And he was very much aware of the difficulties that he would face in Jerusalem. That's why he entreats the believers in Rome to pray for him, to strive together before God in the place of prayer with him and for him, that his ministry would be acceptable and that the way would be cleared for him with joy to go on to Rome and thence to Spain. And so with that happy prospect, Paul concludes with a prayer that the God of peace may be with them all. Now that's the scope of the passage before us. What makes it fascinating is that it is one of the few really biographical parts of this Roman epistle. And it gives us a rare insight into the heart and into the ministry of the early church's most active and most productive minister of the gospel. Now we should remember where all this appears in the book of Romans. This is obviously in Romans chapter 15. In other words, it comes toward the end of the section in which, starting at chapter 12, verse 1, in which Paul has been arguing, if you believe the gospel, it must control your life. It must govern all you say, think, and do. If you really believe this gospel, then your life is sacrificed to the service of Christ. There is no such thing as a part-time Christian. Understand that. He's saying if you believe what I'm preaching, if you've really grasped what it is to be united to Christ, to be justified, to have the righteousness of Christ imputed, if you really grasp this gospel of your identification with Christ, then it can't be simply something to which you give a nodding assent. It cannot simply be a matter of philosophy or a verbal expression of theology. It has to be something that rules your heart and therefore every part of your life, governs your relationships, your visions, your actions.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.